the first three houses now have been given the go-ahead to start work, to start to demolish and rebuild of their homes. You know, it's a big day for the scheme. It's a big day for the county to be where we are. This has been going on now for 10 years, and this is the first time now that homes have been given the green light to start work and got their confirmation of their money being allocated to the houses. So it's a very, very important milestone. There's a number of other houses that will be getting the go-ahead later on this week, over the next few days, and that will bring it probably up to about 9 that will be completely over the scheme and ready to start work. It's a big milestone, as I said, for the scheme and for here in Inishowen and for Donegal. There are still elements of the scheme that we have to work on over the next while to try to streamline some of the problems that we're hitting at the moment. But I think it's still vitally important that we do recognise that, you know, this is a big day for Mica and the county. It's something that the Mica Action Group and all the political representatives have been pushing to get to this day where houses can finally start to be fixed. People can finally start to try and get their lives back to some type of normality in the nightmare that they've been living over the last 10 years.
As you say, there are issues with this scheme, but for those homeowners whose application has now been passed, this has been a long journey to this stage for them.
It has been an exceptionally long journey for those people. I mean, they've been fighting this now since 2010, and this is April 2021. It's 11 years now since some of these families have started, you know, fighting this cause and their homes crumbling around them. And all that they had to live with during that period of time, the stress, the anxiety of the whole thing. And you know, look, it's a great day for them as well that they can finally, you know, start work, start building a new house and start their life again and start their new life again in their new home. And, you know, and that has to be welcomed as well. But as I say, there are plenty of other works to be done to streamline how things work over the next while and to make sure that applications are coming onto the council and coming out of the council and a timeline that's acceptable for both the council and for the homeowner. And that's something that I think will happen over the next few weeks. And I think that the scheme will start moving on a lot quicker. The other elements of the scheme that we have to deal with in the department, I think that will be discussed over the next couple of weeks as well. And hopefully we can get some outcome of that in the near future.